All right, we are back here after that break on Mornings with Box 2 Radio with the one and only Megan Fortner. Are you on here with us, Megan?
Yes, good morning.
Good morning. How are you? How's things in Bethany?
Well, we are actually not living in Bethany.
Oh.
We moved out, so we're camper living for a little bit right now. So
camper life. Good.
Yeah.
That's good timing for the summer, I feel like.
I don't know.
How the kids liking that?
They're loving it. They're just, you know, they're good. They're adaptable. They're loving it. They're like, we could live here all the time.
That's what I'm saying. Like, through a kid's mind, it's like, oh, yeah. Ending the summer with some fun. But the parents probably, you guys are probably like, ready for, let's find a place. So is that something that y'all are praying into, finding the right place, or?
Do y'all know where you want to move? No, we don't. We got the direction from God for the camper, but we haven't received direction yet on position, where we're going. So we're going to stay until we know where God wants us to go.
Yeah, walking by faith and trusting he's going to provide. Amen. How have things been going as far as ministry and your all's ministry, the kids? Tell us where you guys are at with what the Lord is doing in that.
Oh, praise God. Well, we're right now, God wants us to be still. You know, he's got us being home, just organizing, focusing on him and the next steps. So we're just the ministry. Of course, I've got my podcast, you know, that we do. So that's been going really well. But the ministry and traveling, we've just kind of been still. I mean, we've had invitations, but it's just not time. God wants us to kind of be still right now and just kind of focus on all of this things, because it was just a lot all at once. But I'm ready. I think God's about to open some doors, and I'm ready to go.
Yeah. Oh, no, we know you're a goer. You're a goer and a grower and a show upper. That's so good. And I think that there are a lot of people that are probably a lot of listeners that are in that same sort of spot of, you know, the Lord hasn't opened the doors yet. But he is saying to be still. I know of someone specifically, I don't know if they're listening, but they definitely are, the Lord is speaking the exact same thing to them about being still and being present with the Lord, present with, community that he's put in their life, family, you know, and looking forward to the open door, but being present in the place that he has them right now. So if they're listening, I know that testimony surely hits home with them as well. But I think that's so important, because I think that I know that, and we've talked about this, that our family is our first ministry. That's our first, that's the order, is the Lord, our family, and then everything else flows out of that. So when that's in order and things are right, you know, the glory, I think that's also what it means by the glory will fall, is when all the order is right in our life.
Yeah, praise God. Well, I mean, as you said, you know, I like to go. I like to go and share the good news. I like to go and encourage and just teach, you know, how to walk in faith, how to be in faith. And it had taken some years for me to be still and know that, you know, if we're not in tune with God and doing what he wants, we're out of tune, we're out of step. And so I've just learned to love these moments of this be still or stay where you're at, you know, because it's a growing season for us too. And it's a restoration and a rest season too. So, like, you know, you're constantly going, and then God gives you, hey, here's your rest. Heart. Like, here's your time just to feed under, you know, stay under me and just feed, and then be with you, present with your family, and do some things with your family. And I'm just like, all right, Lord, I got you. I see what you're doing.
That's so good, because, you know, I was listening to a podcast. I know it was Stephanie Gretzinger, and I don't know who the other lady was, but they were talking about how their leadership, they do leadership differently than a lot of the other well-known, like ministers and worship leaders. They live their life in community around the table rather than on the platform. And they talk about how there's people who are so busy on the platform, going from platform to platform, that they don't have time to gather around the table with their friends and their family and get their encouragement and their fellowship there. And it's always in the spotlight. And they talked about how, you know, you have to have that time around the table and around the Lord's table, most importantly, feasting with Him, and everything else has to be an overflow of that. Because if it's not, then one place is going to be lacking. If all the energy is going to the platform and the outside ministry that the Lord's leading, then something's going to suffer. The home's going to suffer. That what you're talking about, like resting under His wings, isn't going to be there because there's not going to be the right order there. So I love that resting and feeding from Him and getting armor. Well, you're armored up, but getting fueled up, getting fuel in the tank for whatever else the Lord's going to do.
Amen. I definitely always say be led by the Lord. You know, do what the Lord asks you to do. Follow what He asks you to do. And if you're in relationship with Him and you have that strong relationship with Him, He's going to lead you. I mean, the Bible tells you the Holy Spirit leads you guys and directs you into all truth, you know. So it's like if we're building that relationship, training ourselves to hear from Him, we're going to do what He asks us to do, because sometimes the Lord calls some people to go, 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 go. And then next thing you know, they'll get a rest season. But, you know, just follow what He asks you to do. If He tells you to be still and your body's like, oh, I just can't handle it, find that devil now. Say, no, 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 devil, I'm not doing that. I'm doing what the Lord called me to do. And I'm going to be still, because it's in those moments that the Lord can really implant things into you and put things into you that you and do things for you that you never even thought could imagine. You know, it's a good place. It's a good place.
Yeah. Because I think sometimes I think when we're in the go, 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 sometimes we can't receive what we can in that rest season.
Mm-hmm.
There's certain things that we need that quiet, for, you know, even a longer season of just quiet and with the Lord. So that's awesome. So is there anything that, you know, through this season, this rest season, this be still season, what is the Lord speaking to you? Like, what do you see the Lord speaking to you through the word, for words of encouragement for the body of Christ, for other believers? And I know you post a lot of things on social media, a lot of, you know, little words of encouragement and things like that. But what would you say, and you don't have to narrow it down too much. I mean, we still have about 20 minutes. But what would you say, you know, kind of are some things that the Lord's showing you in this time?
Praise God. Well, my most favorite thing that He gave me after we closed that chapter, we've lived in that house for 7 years. And when He closed that chapter and we're driving away, He took me to Luke 5:37-38. It says, and no one puts new wine into old wineskins, for the new wine should burst the wineskins, spilling the wine and ruining the skins. New wine must be stored in new wineskins. So what He's telling me is, what I have prepared for you cannot go into the old that you was there, like where you were. What I have for you is not going to go into this place. So I'm taking you to a new place. And if you go to like Malachi chapter 4, verse 2, it talks about you will leap with joy like calves let out of a straw, let out into pasture. You know, healing is in His wings. So He's telling us to get ready for the new. And so what I love is, if we're going to have something new and things just aren't working, and He tells you, I have something new, but I need you to go. I need you to get out of this old. I need you to move forward. Then just, I can't, like, my heart was leaping so much when He told me that, because I was like, I am so ready for whatever You have planned, because I know it's big. Mm-hmm. I know the blessings that are going to fall are going to be big. I know the territory that He's given us is going to be big. I know the business is going to grow. You know what I mean? So when He tells you, you can't pour new wine into old wineskins, it's like, all right, Lord, I'm ready to get rid of the old wineskins because I'm ready to get poured into whatever it is so I can receive everything that I can stretch to capacity of what you need to give, you know, to give me. So that's, and he didn't just speak that to me. He spoke that to my husband too. So I was like, all right, Lord, I am so ready
for
whatever.
Yeah. Wow. That's so good. That's so true too, because, you know, I love what you said. You want to hold everything possible. Like, you want to hold every last drop that's the Lord has for you. And in that old one, there wouldn't be room for that.
Mm-mm.
I love that. And that's, I do see that, you know, that's your personal experience, that your personal, you know, journey right now. But I think I see that in a lot of people's lives right now in the body of Christ. Like, I'm seeing that play out, and I think that it is something spiritual, with just a newness that's coming. I love that, because we have to be able to position ourselves to receive the newness that he has for us, whatever that looks like.
Amen. And it doesn't have to be a place. Like, for us, it was a place, because we knew that certain restorations wouldn't be able to be had if we were in the same place, right? But it could be thinking. You're thinking. Like, it could be get rid of the old way of thinking. Get ready for the new way of thinking. It could be, you know, that is a metaphor for you to understand that God has something new for you, and there's going to be things you have to get rid of or let go of so he can give you the new things that he wants to give you.
Yeah, that's so good, because I'm glad that you brought that up, because I think that, you know, sometimes we think that the new for us has to match the same format of somebody else's testimony, of what somebody else is going through. But that's exactly what I was thinking of, is, you know, there's so many different situations, and the Lord might be speaking the same thing, but it's going to play out different, whether it's the new way of thinking, whether it's the new way of your schedule, you know, doing things, your time, things like that. And sometimes it is moving. I mean, sometimes it is just packing up and moving, but, I love that you brought up the way of thinking, because I think that that's going to be true for everyone too, is the new way of thinking.
Amen. And it could be the way you speak. It could be your facial expressions. It could be your body language. You know, it could be your heart position. You know, when God wants to do something new in you, for you, through you, something old has to be changed. I mean, that's just all there is. I mean, that's just, you know, that's just all there is to it. I mean, when you think about the way that you speak, if some nasty stuff is coming out of your mouth still and you're like, ooh, you know, later on, you know, the Lord's like, I don't like that, then you know that has to be changed. But there has to be a taking it out and changing it for the new to be able to come and fully take home and take root in there. That's why we have to keep being in the Word to change things. But I don't know, it was just an amazing thing that when we were leaving the other night, and I was just like, okay, Lord, I know you have a plan for us, and I know you have a place for us, and we're okay with staying in the camper until you give us the okay, you know.
Yeah.
And he's like, I can't put new wine into old wineskins, Megan. They'll burst. It cannot receive what I want to give you, so be ready for the new. And I was like, ooh, you know, I'm like rubbing my hands together and all excited. I'm like, I'm so ready, trust me.
Wow, that's so good. And I love that. Now, as far as like church relations, like church community, I know that when you travel and you kind of are in that evangelistic type, I don't know if you consider, I think I would consider, you know, you kind of doing work of an evangelist by traveling and preaching and edifying people. But how does that look like with still staying in connection with the body of Christ and leaders? And I know that you've had some spiritual fathers and mothers in your life, and how has that played out with, you know, the changes that have happened in your life, like still keeping those relationships, still being able to have that connection with the body of Christ?
Amen. Well, I always make time, like, you know what I mean? Like, talking to my spiritual parents, being in our church body that we have here, talking to our, you know, our leaders there. I still talk to everybody all over the world, places that I've been. You know, I never cut anything like that out. God never asked me to disconnect from anything like that, because those relationships are so important. They're vital. I mean, they're vital. God puts supernatural relationships in your life that they're going to speak a word to you in a time that God wants to speak that word into you. So never disconnect from that unless the Lord says, okay, we need to switch directions. Always follow the Lord. The Lord will lead you in the right way. But our spiritual parents, Pastor Mark and Trina, they have been amazing. They've reached out to us. You know, they've been amazing. Our pastors at our church have been amazing. They've, you know, any ministry events we have, they want to know, they want to pray it through. Like, having those connections are vital to our life in the body of Christ. We have to have the body. We have to have everybody. But it's just been encouragement, and it's just been strengthening to know that I have those, and I will never, you know, be too busy not to have them or not to, you know, initiate conversations or anything like that, you know.
Yeah.
It's been great.
Yeah, I just see that, and I think I'm learning that more and more, just the power of the body of Christ and, like, the spiritual the fathers, and because, you know, Paul said, you know, there's many teachers, but there's few fathers. And just seeing the power of having those fathers and spiritual mothers to be able to pour in and have a covering to pray for you and support and get behind what the Lord's doing through you. I think I'm seeing that more and more and hearing more and more, especially from those that are evangelists, of how much they appreciate and need the body of Christ. And how that is just the order that the Lord set up to be able to support what God's doing through the ones that get sent out. Because not everyone's going to be sent out like that. You know, some people's callings are different, but to be able to just have that, I love that that you all, you know, aren't so disconnected, because I think when there's disconnection and when you are going through a change and a season, and, you know, there's just such a need to be connected and just a power and just benefits from that.
Amen. Well, the Bible says that iron sharpens iron. And
Amen.
I feel like sometimes people get this view that if I'm going to, like, my spiritual mother or father, am I disconnecting God from me or whatever, you know? No, you go to God first, and then you go to your, you know, your spiritual parents, because the Lord has people, he has to use people to speak to us sometimes too, you know? He'll give them a word in season, and then he'll give you a word in season for somebody else. And, you know, if you're listening and you're fully connected to the Lord, you know, you're going to hear those things. But, I mean, without my spiritual parents here and God, you know, we have to have each other. Because if we don't have each other, we're going to have a disconnect somewhere, and we're going to be frustrated, and we're going to be worn out, and we're going to be all those things. But it's nice to have your crazy faith friends that you can contact in a time of need, and then y'all can rejoice and pray together and, you know, go to war together and all those things. So it's vital that we have. When you go to heaven, you're not going to be like, oh, I don't know that person, I don't want to talk to that person, I'm not, you know. No, you're going to be rejoicing together. You're going to be doing everything together. So God's trying to build that here, so you can see that an army force is amazing when we're all together, when we're connected in one body like we're supposed to be, you know.
Yeah, you know, a typical, like, language for that is lone rangers in the kingdom. I don't if you've heard that, but, you know, I often wonder, you know, the lone rangers, like, how will they, how is that going to go from, like, being a lone ranger here on earth, and then in heaven, you know, it's going to be, there's no lone rangers, like, we're all going to be together and in unity. And the community aspect, which I know our first and foremost, our gaze and our focus is going to be on Jesus, but I do believe that we'll have that awareness of each other and just the love of the whole family of God. Like, it's just going to be amazing. So, I do. It's the same thing of, like, you know, worship. Like, if we're not worshiping now, then what are we going to think about heaven?
Yeah.
You know? Like when it's constant worship, because you know there's people, there's Christians who, you know, grew up differently, have different preferences or whatever, but I feel like our preferences just go out the window when it comes to the kingdom of God, because it's, and heaven, because it's like, it's him, like, what can we do but worship?
Right. Well, one thing that I wanted to paint this picture for everybody is how I tell my boys, you know, the body of Christ, have you ever watched those, like maybe at a football game and all the bands out there and they're making names and or they're making things and they come together and they build something, right? The bodies all together, they build something or they're building a saying or something. And you know how the bodies come together to do that?
Yeah.
Well, that's how the body of Christ is. We have to come together to build the body of Christ. You see what I'm saying? Like we're all going to come together and we're making the body of Christ together. So I painted that picture for the boys so they could understand, listen, this is how the body of Christ is. You know how they make people's bodies make all these, you know, whatever it is on the football field.
Yeah.
Well, we have to come together to make the body of Christ. That's who we are. He's the head. We're the body. We got to come together to build the body of Christ.
Yeah.
So they can kind of see what that means. And then, oh, yeah, that makes sense, you know. So I like to try to paint some pictures for people to understand how important us making the body is. We have to be one together.
Yeah, that's so true. And I think that that's also where we're heading into, part of this new new wine and the new newness that the Lord's doing in the body of Christ. I think there we are going to have to learn to be in unity. Like, I just, I don't think there's any other way for us to hold what the Lord wants to pour out unless we're in unity, unless there's, you know, we're sealing up those cracks of division in the foundation, in the wineskin, you know.
Yeah.
And I do believe that it's, we are entering into that, what it means to be in one mind, one accord. And that's, I think that's just part of the glory of the latter days that he wants to pour out. Like, I think he's been waiting, like the Lord, you know, he's ready to pour out at any time, but it's like, are we in unity? Are we in the right position of being a part of that huge sea of people that's in our place that he's created for us with our brothers and sisters ready to move and shift in whatever letter, shape, whatever that he's calling us to shift into, just like they do at the football games. And I love it that he wants us all. Like, he wants us all, but we just have to focus on him above everything else, just like you were talking about earlier, and put our own preferences, divisions, offenses, all those things aside. And it can be hard, but with the help of, I mean, when we allow the Holy Spirit to do it in us, it's his yoke is easy.
Right. Well, I always tell the boys, like, if you're feeling offended, you know, the devil's working on you, because God is not a God of offense.
Yeah.
So if you're starting to get offended by something, then you know you're starting to work in the wrong heart.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like, it's just, that's just, God is love. And there's love for standing up for what's right. But sometimes you could be standing up so long that you became wrong because you started acting in a way that you shouldn't. So if you're feeling offended about someone, you better take a check in your spirit first before you say anything, before your face says anything, before your actions say anything. And
do you have any tips on that face thing, Megan?
I say something about the face because one day I was walking into a basketball game and I seen somebody that, you know, and then we started talking to him, and my face probably, I could tell it wasn't in the right position. And so I go sit down, and the Lord says, you need to check your face. And I was like, oh, okay. So now I make sure to smile and all that, because as we do what the Lord calls us to do, whether we feel it yet or not, if we when we continue to do what the Lord tells us to do, check our face, smile, check our heart, it starts to show up. The feelings start to show up. Next thing you know, you don't have to practice it. It's already there.
I like that. And I do think there's a difference. There's a difference in, like, intentionally trying to deceive by putting on the face in your own self and trying to, you know, fake it till you make it. But then there's a there's a difference in listening to the Holy Spirit. And even though it's like you're mustering up all that you have to be able to put on that face, when you're obedient, I completely agree that the Lord, those feelings will start to fall off the more we obey the Holy Spirit.
For sure.
That's so good. Yeah, but I was like, you have any when I asked you if you have any tips, because they say that my face, like if I'm confused or like if I have any emotion at all, like if I'm confused, scared, or just like dumbfounded by something, or I don't know, just whatever the emotion is, they say it's just all over my face, and I don't realize it until someone mentions it or I see it. And it causes people to laugh. So I really need to get that when it comes to feelings that aren't good, I need to make sure to check my face too.
I just remind myself that if I have like these, you know, the faces that I do, that I'm making some lines on my face. So I'm like, keep your face just like, you know, don't be stretching anything or do anything. And then next thing you know, if something happens, just smile real big, because I'd rather have the smile lines than anything else, you know, the love lines. But
or like the forehead wrinkle when you're smiling so big.
Yeah, or when you're frowning. So I've been like making sure I don't do that. I don't want no 11 lines, y'all.
That's good. God. No, I do. I love that, because, you know, there's times where I think we kind of put pressure on ourselves that, like, I don't know if you've done this, but like if you don't talk to every single person that is in your community, or like if you're out somewhere and you don't get a chance to tell every single person about Jesus, like you're missing it or something. But we can't actually talk to every single person. That's why we're not the only one in the kingdom, you know. There's right. so many of us. But what we can do is with our actions and with our face, our joy that's on our face, and the way that we live, like that speaks volumes when we can't actually speak our words.
Right.
And yeah, I love that.
Yeah, you got to radiate the love and the peace and the glory of God, you know, whenever I've already said this before, but when we show up in the Lord, we get up, we glow up, and then we go out and we share it to others. So when you go out, you should be shining the Lord, because he's the light. You got to be the light, you know. So I just remind myself that every time I walk out this door, every time, you know, I'm around anybody or even myself looking in the mirror, you need to shine the Lord. This is your job. This is your position. You got to bring others to the Lord. So I just remind myself of that every morning I wake up. Your time to shine.
Yeah, that's so good. That's so good. Well, we have like a minute left. Is there any last words that you want to say to listeners before we head out of here this morning?
I just want to say that I love you guys, and just get ready for the new. Start getting rid of the old. Get those old wineskins. They won't take what the Lord wants to give you. He's speaking this to more than just myself. And I just want to say that I love you guys, and I want to say congratulations, Hannah. I love you.
Oh, thank you. I'm so excited. We're so excited. And it's part of that new wineskin thing, like, you know, I've heard from so many, like, you'll never be the same. And I know that, because I know that the Lord's going to use motherhood and, you know, just this child to grow us into, you know, who he wants us to be. So it's going to be good. It's going to be good.
Yeah. We talked about this whenever I was there. I was thinking about that. I was like, we had this conversation whenever I was there visiting that time. And I was like, for this we have prayed. Glory to God.
Yeah, we're going to have to revisit that sometime and talk, because I need to be reminded. But yes, we love you, Megan, and thank you so much for coming on. We hear you tell little Caius and Ruger, tell them all. We love them, and Pastor Ninja says hi. I'll speak for
I will.
Okay, love you, Megan.
Love you, too. Bye-bye.
Bye. All right, well, that wraps up the morning for us. It's been a great morning. We will see you guys back here tomorrow, 7 a.m. Central Time on Mornings with Box 2 Radio on the Box 2 Radio Network.